Chapter 15. The Deal. The fireplace made the whole cottage glow with warmth and light. Bon Bon was in the kitchen making hot cocoa, while Lyra sat on the sofa working very hard on a new friendship bracelet project. It was gloriously uneventful. "Here you go, Agent Heartstrings," Bon Bon teased as she passed over the steaming mug. "Thank you, Agent Sweetie Drops," she replied with a giggle as she took a sip of the delicious warm cocoa. The two ponies sat side by side as they sipped from their mugs, watching the snow falling gently outside the window. "Hey, Bon Bon."
"Yes, Lyra?"
"Why did Agent Furlong let us come back to Ponyville?"
"Because I ref-deft him."
Lyra's eyes grew enormous.
"You didn't,"
Bon Bon laughed.
"Or because I made him a deal that he could call upon us for a mission whenever he wanted, if he let us stay here in Ponyville with our friends."
Bon Bon grinned.
"But I told him we only work as a team. Is that okay with you?"
"I wouldn't have it any other way," Lyra smiled back, proudly this time. As far as she was concerned, there was no reason to ever hide it again.
Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Lyra and Bon Bon and the Mares from Smile, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 8, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Our audiobooks are hugely popular all around the world. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, make sure you introduce your friends to it. Or even better, listen to audiobooks with your friends. If you want to hear more, there's more available online at belinda.com. Or you can write to us. If you like, we can forward your letters on to our famous authors and narrators. We know they are always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.